And that is what this campaign is about. It's not just electing a president. It is reforming, bringing real profound change to our country.
WhisperWatch.com.
Welcome to the Whisper Watch podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you have had a wonderful day. If you haven't, I'm going to try my damnedest not to make it any worse for you. But yeah, what I want to get into talking about today is this topic, this notion that Bernie Sanders has to get out and Hillary Clinton supporters are losing their minds on Twitter, apparently. Something is going on. You're drinking the Kool-Aid or maybe these are David Brock's paid trolls acting a fool on Twitter and Facebook and social media in general that are trying to force Bernie Sanders out after he just won another primary that nobody was expecting him to win. I'm over this whiny, namby-pamby, immature attitude that I see with some of these people. It's like you don't give a damn about the people who have yet to vote. There are people who have yet to vote in this election. The primary is still going on. Bernie Sanders is still winning states. I don't give a damn what those people on CNN are trying to convince you of. This is an election. And as long as we have a choice between two candidates, then everybody should be allowed to put their two cents in. So whenever I hear or see people who are so immature, you are so damn childish that you want it your way right now, come hella high water, and it doesn't matter what people in California think. It doesn't matter what people in Oregon think. It doesn't matter what people in West Virginia think. As long as you act that way, you will almost never get Bernie Sanders people to support you if it comes to that. As long as you keep acting a damn fool and trying to force people out of races and trying to tell them what they have to do and who they have to support and how they have to feel about it, as long as you keep doing that, you are part of the problem. And I'm telling this to you straight, you are part of the problem. So just like you wish that Bernie Sanders would just drop out of the race and say, oh hell, Queen Hillary. As long as you keep acting like that and putting that type of attitude out, you are hurting your candidate more than you are helping her. So I'm gonna need some of y'all to come down. All the way down. I have seen. My eyes have been open. I'm telling you. My eyes have been open during this 2016 primary process in ways that I wasn't even expecting. There are people who are super smart. They are degreed up. They have connections. They are the physical, some of them are the physical embodiment of black upward mobility, and they still acting a damn fool. That's some of these pundits that you see on TV have said some of the most anti-democratic, pro-establishment I've ever heard. I would not be expecting the types of things that I've heard coming out of these people's mouths. And it's 1,000 times worse on social media with these alleged Clinton supporters. And I say alleged Clinton supporters because I don't know. Maybe these are trolls. Maybe these are people trying to make Hillary Clinton supporters or Hillary Clinton stans look terrible. And they're doing a great job, by the way. But I've seen alleged progressives on Twitter and Facebook argue that the upcoming states, they don't matter because Bernie Sanders is going to lose anyway, so he just might as well drop out and we don't care. They've argued against allowing a larger number, a larger group of people to vote in Democratic primaries, argued against open primaries, argued for the exclusion of independents. Like, how? This to me good, and I'm doing a facepalm right now. How in the hell are you going to tell an entire group of voters your vote? We don't give a damn what you think about our process. We don't care what you have to say in our Democratic primary. We don't want you picking our candidate. We don't care what you think. How are you going to tell people that during a primary? And a lot of younger voters have come into politics as independents, not necessarily Democrats or Republicans. There are a lot of Democratic leaning independents, okay? So what you just told them, specifically in the New York primary, this is where everything came to a head to me, or this is where the first time I noticed it. How are you gonna tell millions of independents your vote? And then come November, you gonna come right with your head in your hands, with your little head bowed down, with your humble voice, and say, well, you know, we would love to get independents to support our candidate. We would hope that you would vote for our candidate because she's wonderful and she's honest and she has your best interest at heart, and you can really get a lot of things done with her. How? After you just told these people, we don't give a damn what you think about shit. We don't care what you think. We are going to pick our own gang leader, and I'll be you have anything to say about it. And then months later, come begging for these people to support your candidate because she's not going to win otherwise. I mean, I am flabbergasted at the decisions that the Democratic Party has made during this primary. And these are things that I did not see until recently because, you know, you don't, until you start really focusing on politics and you start paying attention to it, you don't really see a lot of things until you really start to focus on that. You don't really get the nuances. You don't really understand the arguments. You don't really pay attention to that stuff. But that is something I have been doing this primary season, and I have been shocked, I tell you, at the asininity coming out of other progressives. Now, these are smart people. These are smart, educated people. So you would think that they would have some common damn sense, but apparently not. Apparently they don't teach common damn sense at some of these schools. But like I said, I don't want to use the word disappointed because you would have to expect more. You would have to expect better of people in order to be disappointed. I expect pundits to look out for their jobs. I expect pundits to say what they need to say so that they can stay on the air for as long as possible to get as many paychecks from their corporate employers as they can. That's what I expect. So I can't say that I'm disappointed. I'm just sort of surprised because I didn't know this. I didn't know Democrats were pro-fracking because Hillary Clinton was for it. What's that about? What? We doing a fracking thing now? We pro-fracking? We just think they need to, you know, install a few little regulations around the edges. But otherwise, fracking is a-okay. That's a thing, apparently, in this 2016 election. Saying f*** you to independents apparently is a thing now for progressives. Since when did the Democratic Party fight to keep people from voting? Fighting to keep people from participating in this process. Since when was that a progressive? I guess I must have missed the memo. When was that a liberal thing? It ain't. It only became something that progressives or liberals supported because their chosen establishment candidate feels that way, or because their chosen establishment candidate would be hurt when more people vote. Pay attention to what I just said. Hillary Clinton loses elections when independents are allowed to vote. That means she loses elections when more people are allowed to vote. And thus, her supporters don't want to let independents vote. And they will argue you 24 hours straight, sun up to sundown, up, down, left, right, center, up, backwards, inside out. They will argue you to damn death if you ask them or if you want to push for independents being allowed to vote. If you want to push for open primaries in the democratic process, they will find 101 excuses to keep more people from voting in their democratic process. I mean, I am flabbergasted that all of a sudden it's a liberal thing, a progressive thing. And of course, the problem is in November, everybody's going to be allowed to vote. Everybody, including those independents that you so short-sightedly smacked across the damn face. But it's not just those two issues. It's not just supporting fracking and being anti-open primary. I've also heard progressives making excuses. Like, I've read tweets where people were making excuses for the Panama Papers. Of course, if you're not familiar with that, go look it up. Go Google it. Panama Papers. Where people, rich people, hide their money offshore. And, you know, people were going back and forth. Well, maybe Hillary Clinton has done that. Maybe this, maybe that, I don't know. And I'm not her accountant, so I have no idea what that is all about. I'm sure there are people looking into that. There are probably great reports online about that. But I remember reading something where somebody said, well, hiding your money offshore isn't illegal, so Hillary Clinton should be fine. This is the person who proclaims to support Hillary, and this was Facebook, so. Since when do Democrats, do liberals, do progressives make arguments that it's fine to keep a bunch of cash overseas? When did that get added to the list of stuff that Democrats support? Did it only get added to the list because the person that you support may be wrapped up in doing that? I remember everybody acting a damn fool about Mitt Romney and offshore bank accounts and hiding his money overseas. And that was something that was terrible, and we all hated it as one. We all united and rose up to say, this is something that is terrible. You can't be hiding money overseas in these tax havens. Democrats normally don't support that. But apparently, if your candidate may be involved and wrapped up in doing that, well, technically, it's not illegal, so case closed. Nothing to see here. Move on. And again, this is the same type of attitude, the same type of people that will argue you to death that this is just the way it is. And because this is the way it is and it's not illegal, why are you making a big deal about it? It's nothing to see. It's a Republican attack, so why are you repeating it? Like I said, I have been shocked. So-called progressives, liberals, Democrats' mouths when it comes to protecting their chosen candidate from criticism. If this is something that needs to be looked into, look into it. It's not even just that. When those Black Lives Matter protesters were asking Hillary Clinton about the super predator remark and about her saying we have to bring them to heel, and them wanting some type of explanation for what actually came out of her mouth, there were people saying, why are they picking on Hillary? That happened so long ago, so it doesn't matter. No, they were asking her specifically why those words came out of her mouth. Now, this is different from Black Lives Matter protesters just, you know, trying to make their issues known, trying to get attention to their issues, and trying to pull the focus on things that are super important to what they want to see happen in an upcoming administration, like they did with Bernie Sanders. But that is different than the ridiculousness I've seen online with people getting pissed to death at Black Lives Matter protesters trying to force Hillary Clinton to be responsible, to respond to the words that actually came out of her mouth. So again, is this what we're doing now? Is this the thing now? Nothing ridiculous matters anymore because it may make Hillary Clinton look bad. I am over it, and that includes pundits who get y'all happy asses in front of a camera and argue for supporting the rules instead of arguing for what's right. Bernie Sanders has no reason to drop out of this race, especially considering he's still winning. Now, if that hurts your little feelings or hurts the little feelings of your big bad candidate or makes you feel bad or makes you have to work later or makes you have to pay attention to things that you just don't want to pay attention to because you're ready for the Clinton v. Trump race, well, I'm not sorry for you. People are still voting. This is still a race, and he has no reason to drop out just because it'll make you feel better or be more convenient for you. Your convenience. Back in a moment.
WhisperWatch.com. The following is a clip from the Young Turks.
And I've said it before, all the debate that used to happen in the general election, we used to have a Republican who was in bed with big business and stood up for big business and was a war hawk. And then we had a Democrat who stood up for workers and was anti-war. That's not anymore. What we have is that's taking place in the Democratic primary this year. So what's happening is we have a guy who's not bought by corporations, who's beholden to the voters and not the donors. And we have somebody who is in bed with big business, Wall Street, military industrial complex, and big pharma.
Yeah.
And that's the debate that's taking place right now. It's not a Democrat versus, it's a Republican versus a Democrat in the Democratic primary. So that's what's happening right now. And people pretending anything else, it's hard to take them seriously.
WhisperWatch.com.
And right now, we are at a pivotal moment in history. The establishment, the big money interests want you to believe that we cannot bring about change, that status quo will never, ever be changed. But the American people are looking all around them and they are saying, sorry, this massive level of income and wealth inequality, not acceptable. The decline of the middle class, not acceptable. Young people deeply in debt for going to college, not acceptable. And infrastructure collapsing, not acceptable. The United States having the highest rate of childhood poverty of any major country, not acceptable. Women making 79 cents on the dollar, not acceptable. The United States being the only major country not to guarantee health care to all, not acceptable.
Welcome back. Now, another topic I wanted to touch on was this notion that the media has that they are Nostradamus, they are psychics, they are Miss Cleo, they are the people to go to tell you what's actually going to happen. Now, I've written about this at least twice already, and I know I've tweeted about it before, and I'm going to again, Lord Jesus, implore the mainstream media to shut the fuck up with your psychic predictions, because you don't know. You don't know, okay? You don't. I've watched all of y'all asses talking about Donald Trump is not going to be the nominee. He's ridiculous. Nobody will take him seriously. Y'all are all over Twitter and Facebook, just completely destroying the notion that Donald Trump would ever be the head of the Republican Party. And here I sit as I'm recording this with Donald Trump being the presumptive nominee after winning Indiana. And what's worse, his other two competitors, the ones who claimed that they were going all the way to the convention, dropped out of the race the next day. Like, what, were you serious about that? Or were you just bullshitting to get more people to support you? You're trying to talk people into supporting you and it didn't work. So I guess you're gonna take your ball and go home. I guess you're just gonna stop. I guess you're just going to act like what happened didn't just happen. But all y'all in the media are telling me that Donald Trump is never gonna, he's never gonna be the Republican nominee. And to that same extent, but on the Democratic side, months and months ago, that Bernie Sanders is just in this race to make Clinton a stronger candidate. He's just going to be a sparring partner to sharpen her. He's just, you know, can't be taken seriously. And then he started to win states. And then I started to learn about Bernie Sanders. And then I started to learn about his past of actually fighting for people's civil rights before he had office. So he wasn't doing it just to get the black vote. You know what I mean? He was a young man long before he had any power, getting snatched up by the police and arrested for protesting against segregation. But anyway, according to y'all, he had no chance. He was down by 60 points in the polls. It wasn't going to happen. He's just, you know, this little trifle. And like I said, he started to win states. And every time he won a state, these same pundits that I was talking about earlier, these media pundits, these psychics, these Miss Cleos came up with an excuse for every time he won a state. He won Vermont. Well, it's his home state, so it doesn't count. He won New Hampshire. Well, it's close to Vermont. I mean, it's like right there. So that doesn't count. And then the excuse became that he can only win small white states, okay? Small white states that were not diverse. And then as he kept winning, the narrative shifted to say that, well, he can't win big blue industrial blue collar states. He can't win them. And then, of course, he won Michigan and everybody was shocked. Shocked, I tell you, shocked. And then the narrative became that that was a fluke and, you know, maybe people just felt that way because it was Detroit and NAFTA and all that stuff. And, you know, he can't win any more type of states like that because those states would have been too diverse. And these people have come up with excuse after excuse after fucking excuse. He can't do this. He won't do that. Nobody will support this. He's just in it for that. He doesn't have a shot. He's not gonna make it close. He's just some little trifle she has to get over. So by that time, you would have thought they learned their lesson, right? You would have thought they would have took a step back and say, wait a minute. Maybe we are routinely underestimating the power of this man's campaign. But no. Even if they felt that way, they didn't say it on the air that I saw. Because to admit that would have been to admit that there is something wrong with Hillary Clinton's message, with Hillary Clinton's campaign. Maybe she is a flawed candidate. Maybe Bernie Sanders is able to pick off a lot of people who would not be looking twice at the Democratic Party. No. They don't want to have panel discussions about that. They don't want to do in-depth reports about that. No. They have to come up with another excuse. Bernie Sanders goes on this just streak of win after win after win after win. And of course, the narrative changed too. Well, okay, he can only win caucuses. That became the set narrative. You know, he's the caucus candidate. But it doesn't matter because, you know, caucuses don't matter because only a small number of white people apparently show up in caucuses. That was a narrative. That narrative also included that once they get back, once the race gets back to the East in the big blue diverse states, then of course she'll be able to stop him there. The first state after that, the state that was going to be the test, was Wisconsin. Big blue collar Wisconsin. And Bernie Sanders wins Wisconsin by 13 points. So that psychic prediction that once they got back to the big blue collar states that Hillary Clinton will show her fierceness and finally put this race behind her. Bernie Sanders wins that state by 13 points. So, I mean, all of this stuff, all of this nonsense, all of these psychic predictions by these know-nothing ass pundits who have a vested interest in towing the company line, making sure they don't upset the wrong person and find themselves out in the cold and not being called in. All of these pundits, like, they completely ignored it. Completely ignored what they had previously said. And now you have a mix of narratives going on. One of those narratives is that Bernie Sanders can only win people under 29. He can only win people 18 to 29 because those people want free stuff. Like I said, again, if you want to attract more people to you and to support the Democratic Party and to support your candidate, one thing you need to avoid is being condescending as to those people. But that was the narrative. He can only win people under 18 to 29. Only young people like him, and apparently white people in small white states. And of course, that prediction started to fade as Bernie Sanders started to expand his support into those Gen Xers. You know, those people who are 35 and above, 35, 40, 45. So people who are 45 and under, Bernie Sanders appears to be routinely winning them in these states. And it's like they still haven't learned their lesson. They still, I swear to God, to this day, have not learned their lesson about making psychic predictions in this race. We have seen all types of ridiculousness happening. Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for president, something that none of y'all were saying anything about. And again, on the Democratic side, you were swearing up and down that Bernie Sanders would not pose a significant challenge to Hillary Clinton's rise, Hillary Clinton's coronation. And every time he would win something, you would come up with excuse after excuse for why it happened and why you can ignore it and move right along like it didn't happen. In this race, I have seen all types of things happening. I've seen, like I said earlier, liberals acting a goddamn fool, arguing for fracking, saying offshore tax havens don't matter because they're not illegal, asking no questions at all why Hillary Clinton set up an email server in her house. I initially thought it was nothing. I initially thought it was a complete ridiculous Republican attack. But when somebody asked me why would she need to set up an entire server, I had no answer for that. Normally people just have outside private emails, you know, that is, you know, with some other company. They don't actually buy the f***ing hardware and put it in their house. But I digress. I have seen all types of during the course of this race. Again, I mean, it hasn't even made these same pundits gun shy to make other predictions about other things. To make predictions about what's gonna happen, to make predictions about what's gonna happen in California and New Jersey and all of these states that still have yet to vote. They just know for a fact what's gonna happen. Still. And so today when I hear what the math is supposedly saying about the Democratic race, when I hear the psychic predictions about what's going to matter and what's not gonna matter, excuse me if I decide to be completely skeptical about every word that come out of y'all's mouth concerning, quote, the math. If the math is the math, then it'll be what it's gonna be. But y'all are determined to try to talk people into believing that Bernie Sanders has absolutely no chance because, quote, the math. Well, let me tell you what I know. I don't give a damn what y'all have to say anymore about anything when it comes to laying down these psychic predictions and then finding some type of excuse to shore it up. So I know that the media thinks that they are 100% correct, just like they thought they were 100% correct about Donald Trump, and just like they thought they were 100% correct about what was going to happen on the Democratic side. But given the media's incredibly poor track record on predicting Bernie Sanders' future, I'm going to remain skeptical for now. I ain't gonna trust what y'all got to say because y'all keep putting these numbers out, including superdelegates, and superdelegates haven't even voted yet. And so when you go and do the math, you're including all of these 500 superdelegates who have not even voted yet because they don't vote until the convention. So I can't even trust y'all's math. Hell, I couldn't even trust y'all's math on Indiana. Y'all, the polls had Bernie Sanders down 6 points on average before people actually went to the polls and voted for Bernie Sanders. And he won Indiana. So I couldn't even trust y'all's predictions on that. So when you are so determined to get me to believe that it is an impossibility for him to win, that they are so determined to get people to believe that, but they are so determined to get people to believe that it makes me skeptical on everything. I no longer believe you. I don't believe you. I don't believe your math. To my mind, going by your track record, there's a strong possibility that y'all have got Karl Rove doing y'all math. That's a possibility as far as I'm concerned, given the track record that you guys have during this race. One thing's for sure, I'm not just gonna take your word for it. That's for damn sure. I don't believe you. I don't take your word for it. Now, you may ultimately end up being right, but we'll see. But people are still voting. People are still voting. People still want their say in who should be the Democratic nominee. The Democratic race is still in dispute. It is not over until everybody has voted. And I know that pisses some in the media off, but it is what it is. To that point, I'm also suspicious of the reason why the media is so determined to get everybody to believe in, quote, the math, their math narrative. Why are you so determined to get people to believe that it is a, quote, virtual impossibility for Bernie Sanders to win? If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If it's going to happen, then let it happen, but let everybody have their say. Let everybody have their vote. And my suspicion is that they're doing this on purpose. They're making sure that they do this and they report this story and this angle, this narrative at every point throughout the day so that they can try to, number one, depress the turnout for Bernie Sanders because they don't want his people winning any more states. And of course, if he does win any more states, they're just gonna say it doesn't matter anyway. But they don't want him putting any more wins on the board. And number two, they don't want any superdelegates to be thinking twice about supporting Hillary Clinton. They don't want the superdelegates to flip to Bernie Sanders. So they have to make sure that they put it out there that Bernie Sanders has no chance, that it is a virtual impossibility for him to win. They're trying to make sure that they keep those people within Hillary Clinton's grasp. They don't want them thinking twice and saying, well, this guy is still winning. People are still voting for him. And the media everywhere is telling them that it's over. And people are still voting for him. So let's think twice about what's going on. They don't want that to be in people's heads. They don't want that. They're trying to protect her lead, either subconsciously or consciously. But that's my suspicion. Like I said, why are you so determined to argue people down when they want to let everybody vote? When somebody says, well, you know, we have to go to June because California doesn't vote until June. And the response is, well, the math says it's virtually impossible. Okay, then. So why are you arguing? Just let everybody vote. If it's going to turn out your way anyway, then why the hell are you so pissed off with this race continuing? If it's going to turn out your way anyway, why the hell are you so pissed off with this race continuing? Let it continue. Let people vote. Let people have their say. There must be a reason for that. I didn't initially have a whole lot of trust in the media. I had more trust in the, quote, liberal pundits before this process. But now I don't trust none of y'all asses. As far as I'm concerned, all of y'all are suspect and all of y'all should be questioned. Everybody with a platform that is tied to corporate ownership, to corporate owners, to corporate media, I will question you if you say something that doesn't quite make sense to me. Well, for a lot of people, it was never about Bernie Sanders per se. It was about making sure that we put some type of infrastructure or start to build some type of infrastructure that would actually serve to help us change, modify, destroy, and redo this system. The system is the problem. And as long as Bernie Sanders is in this race, he keeps pulling attention to that. And again, maybe that's something you don't want either. You don't want Bernie Sanders rocking the boat and upsetting the apple cart. And so you must do anything and everything in your power to make sure people don't support him, or make sure people don't vote for him, or make sure people think that he's racist, the man who protested segregation, like that guy, to make sure that people think he doesn't care about black people, to make sure people think he doesn't have a chance and he's just being a sore loser, to make sure people don't put any type of stock in what he wants to do to transform this country or to help transform this country. That insidious, hateful, whiny, namby-pamby, condescending bullshit is what I cannot stand, especially when you do it pretending to know something that everybody else doesn't, pretending to be psychic, pretending to be gazing into the future, and trying to convince everybody of what's gonna happen because you wanna control their current behavior. You want people to think that Bernie Sanders has no chance, so you want them to stay home so that he doesn't put any more wins on the board. You wanna try to control the course of this race, which is psychic predictions. So don't play me. Don't play me. I see you. A lot of Bernie Sanders supporters see you, and that's why they still are going to support their candidate as long as they have a choice. And ain't a thing y'all can do about it.
WhisperWatch.com.
That diversity is our strength. Because we are black and white and Latino and Asian American and Native Americans. We are gay, we are straight. We are men, we are women. Some of us were born in this country, some of us immigrated to this country. But the American people understand that as Americans, when we come together, that always trumps tearing us apart.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. There's more where this came from. You can listen to the Whisper Watch podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn. You can also subscribe to Whisper Watch on YouTube.com, if that's more convenient for you. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free, and only takes a few seconds. Whisper will talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening.